You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. So this episode is one that I recorded back when I was still a student in college pursuing my degree in chemistry. And I had a quick message on having faith without works and how important it was to have the faith paired with the works. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I hope you guys have an amazing week. Let me know how you like it. Also, go on our Instagram, leave us a comment, leave us a like, and also leave us a review to let us know how you're liking this podcast. So without further ado, I'm going to let you get into the episode. Probably see by the title, we're going to be talking about something that a lot of us may struggle with, and that is faith without works. And I wanted to name it faith without works because it's something that I'm dealing with right now. But another topic we're going to talk about later on, and that is going to be works without faith. But first, I want to get into what my week has been looking like. So my week has been it's been like a learning experience. I told y'all in the last episode, when I come on these podcasts, it's like I'm talking to myself and telling you guys every single thing that I've learned and letting you in on the talk that I have with me of things that I need to do to improve. And this is one area that I realized I need to improve in, and that is me having faith but no works. And me having faith, and I don't want to say no works, but works that aren't sufficient enough to get me to where I want to be. That makes a lot more sense than saying I'm not working at all or I have no works. So just talking about my previous week, and not only my previous week, but my previous semester, and also this whole semester, I feel like I have been having way more faith and growing more and having a personal relationship with God and asking Him to give me the strength to do all that I'm called to do. And like I said, I am the founder of Minorities Who Are Astonishingly Driven Scientists. And so it has been a journey and a struggle to, and I don't want to say struggle, I'm not going to say that, but it has been a journey. It has been a little bit of work to knowing where I want this organization to be and how big I want it to be, and having faith that it's going to grow, but not doing enough of the works to get it there. And another thing that I know that I'm called to do, and that is to be an influential person in STEM. I don't even just want to limit it to just being somebody in cosmetic chemistry, you know, but I wanted to be someone who makes groundbreaking impact and change to people in STEM. And whether that be to people who are coming after me, who are going to need to hear what I have to say today as I'm sitting on the floor of my parents' house in my room in a corner so that they don't hear me. But today, as I'm speaking these messages, I've realized that there are going to be people who come after me who are going to find that this journey could be hard, and that they want to break ground and they want to break glass ceilings. And they may hear from someone like me and figure out that if she can do it, I can do it too. And that's exactly what I know, or at least what I have a glimpse of, or at least I kind of have a little inkling of thinking that I am called to do. And knowing that I'm called to do this, I've been working and trying to grow my faith in continuing to pray and continuing to listen to motivational videos and sermons and even just talking to myself and saying, you can do it, you can do it, even when I don't feel like doing it, or saying that you got this. There's honestly, you can push through this. This isn't too hard. You got like continuing to just motivate myself to keep going. And so I've been having more of a positive attitude, but the positive attitude has not been linked with the works to getting to where I want to be. And I know that if you are listening to me, you probably, even if you aren't in the season right now where you're feeling this, maybe you felt it before, where you have, you know, well, first, let me talk about my little backstory. I feel like lately, and even for the past semester, and even this semester, I have been feeling like not getting out of bed. I've been feeling like, I just don't want to do this. I don't feel like it. I would rather take a nap. I would rather sleep. I would rather eat. I would rather scroll on social media. I would rather watch a YouTube video. I would rather watch a movie. Whatever your distraction may be, it may be I would rather do this thing instead of getting up and doing what I know I need to be doing. And for me, it's been laying in bed, taking naps, watching YouTube videos, one after another, after another, after another, scrolling on Twitter, scrolling on Instagram. And did I mention taking naps? Because I love taking naps. I'm a big napper. But what I've realized is that I've been the person to use that and say, oh, I got time. Or, oh, I don't feel like it. Or, oh, just making a whole lot of excuses as to why I can't get up and do the things that I know I need to do. And even when I'm making those excuses, I know that I have a laundry list of things to do. My to-do list has not been checked all day. My to-do list has not been checked all week. Yet, I'm laying down and doing these things. And what that causes is wasting time and scrolling or napping and, yeah, just watching the inside of my eyelids. It pushes back the assignment that I'm supposed to be working on for the day, working on for the moment. And so they pile up and they end up feeding my procrastination. They end up feeding that feeling or that inkling that I can't get it done, because now that I have wasted my time and not utilized, I've been a good steward of the time that I've been given, I'm now feeling stressed out because it's all packed up on me due to me missing deadlines or due to me missing the time that I should have been using instead of to work, instead of scrolling, sleeping, doing whatever it is. And for you, you know what is, you know exactly what your time wasters are. But recently, I have been led to James chapter 2, verse 17. And a lot of us kind of know what this is, and that is faith without works is dead. So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And what I said like a few minutes ago is that I'm starting to grow my personal relationship with God and starting to see myself differently. I really asked God to help me see myself the way that He sees me, so that I'm able to be a better person on this earth and to just grace everyone's presence here on this earth a little bit better, and even grace my assignments a little bit better, the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And I realized that I've been having increased amounts of faith and thinking, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that. But when it's time to actually do the work, I'm psyching myself out and saying, oh, I got time. Or just being honest, I'm starting too late, so that when I actually do the work, it's rushed and it's not quality work. It's not the best that I know I can do. And what we always want to do is make sure that we are working and putting our best 110% are 120%. If you watch Eric Thomas always talks about giving 120, 150, like going above and beyond what is expected of you. And a lot of times it's not just for our teachers to read. It's not just for our classmates to see. It's honestly for our own satisfaction to know that we put in that work to making sure that we were better, that we completed that assignment with the best of the best, and knowing that we gave our all. We started on it early. We made sure we had time to perfect it, and we put it out there. And I honestly, talking to you guys right now, I can't even remember the last time I've put something out and I've been 100% proud of myself for doing it in excellence. And as I speak to you guys, I want you to know that the slogan I always say is, we're graced to dominate STEM. I didn't say we're graced to half do it. I didn't say we're graced to kind of okay do it. I didn't say we're graced to do it great on Monday, do it great on Tuesday, and by Wednesday, we kind of half do it, and then we kind of jump the next week and we go full force, and then by the middle of the week we die down on our intensity. No. I'd say we're graced to dominate it. And when you dominate something, you do it consistently. And like I told y'all, I speak to myself as I'm speaking to you, because like I said in my last video, I'm a great starter, but I'm an okay finisher, meaning that my power dies out by the end of the week. My power dies out by the middle of the semester. My power died. It starts dwindling, and I have to remember to continue to speak life into myself. And like I said, it's like life and death lies in the power of your tongue. Yes, it does. But you also have to put some action behind what you speak, and some action behind what your goals that you wrote. And for this episode today, put some action behind the faith that you have. We write our goals, we write our visions, we put them on our vision boards, we put them on our as our New Year's resolutions, and we also write them as our to-do list. This is our goal that I want to reach. But where's the action behind the faith? And that was a question for me. Where's your action behind your faith? Because faith without works is dead. Now, we also are going to flip, and we're going to talk about works without faith. And it was also in James chapter 2. And this is verse 18. And it says, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. And honestly, I want to speak and say that I used to be the one who had the works but no faith behind it. I talked about this of the student I used to be in high school, of how, and I talked about this in my dealing with burnout episode, of how I used to be a workaholic. I was trying to do everything and also trying to stay at the top of my class, and that's what led to burnout, of trying to do it all but not relying on God to get me through it. And what I want to talk about is, if you are called to dominate a certain area, there are going to be times when you feel like you don't have the strength to keep going. And I felt that this semester, I felt that plenty of times throughout my experience of pursuing a career in STEM, is feeling like I can't go on. And that's what I felt as a student who was working but had no faith. And I want to discuss, it's trying to do the works without the faith, is trying to do the work but not relying on God or the strength of God's glory and the strength of God's grace to get us through. And that's why I say we are graced to dominate sin, but it's because of him that we're graced to do it. Because if we tap into our own strength to get this done, we will be burnt out. And it may not be in a week, it may not be in a month, it may not be in a year, but it took me years to get to that place of feeling burnt out and feeling like I'm just doing too much and I wanted to give up. And so that's why I encourage you to tap into his faith, tap into his, because when you continue to go to the one who gives us the supernatural strength to get it done, you will feel power that you cannot create on your own. It will give you the power, and for me, it gives when I deliberately tap and say, God, I'm trusting you to give me the faith to get this done, it gives me that drive that a motivational video can't do. A motivational video, yeah, it may be sustainable for a good 30 minutes, but after that, I'm like, I'm done with this. But what God has been doing is saying, I'm the one who's going to do the work, but you just need to move your feet. It may not be as easy as you thought it would be, or yes, he says it will come with some complications. You may risk some obstacles, but I'm the one who's going to get you through this. And that's why I continue to say we are graced to dominate this. And where you're called to dominate an area, let's just say you're someone who's going to dominate the field of mathematics, the field of engineering, the field of technology, the field of science, whatever you are. And I just did it backwards. Mets. But anyways, if you're someone who's going to dominate in any of those areas, you have to be able to tap into some supernatural strength, especially when you get to hard parts of feeling like you just don't have it. And there's been a lot of days where I've laid down and said, I just do not have it. And boom. And I talked about my works not paired with faith. But I want to talk about the beauty that comes when you pair faith with works. And here is how. I don't want to lie to you guys and say I'm doing it always, but here's how I'm working to do it. And one thing I did when I started developing a more personal relationship with God, the one thing I asked him to do was to allow me to see myself the way he sees me. And this is important because when you see yourself differently, you start treating yourself differently, you start moving differently. When you see yourself as someone who's able to dominate a field, when you see yourself as able, when you see yourself as powerful as God sees you, when you see yourself as influential as God sees you, when you see yourself as great and as much of a powerhouse as God sees you as, you will no longer limit yourself to wanting to do subpar work. And so that was rule number one of where I started, of asking God to help me see myself the way you see me. And when that happened, my eyes started opening. It wasn't an overnight thing. But gradually, throughout the months, I started seeing myself as being capable of being someone who could start a podcast talking about being graced to dominate STEM, so that people who are coming up after me, people who may even be older than me, people who may be well into their career of STEM, may listen to me and may say, wow, I needed that. Or wow, it happened for her, so it could happen for me. They can see exactly my walk and how I've grown, and they know that it can be done for them. And that's one thing I encourage you to do, is just ask God to help him or help you see yourself the way he sees you. And when you see yourself differently, you're going to start moving differently. And another thing that I had to do and that I did today was fast. I know, fast. And honestly, these are just my things that I've done to help me pair my faith with my works, because it's not easy all the time. And like I said, if you're going to dominate a field, it's not going to be easy. And it's exactly two things that I've done. How do I see myself differently so that I start treating myself differently and I start moving differently? And one thing I realized is that this thing is not coming up and it's not coming out no matter how much I try. So I was like, you know what? I need to fast in order for this thing to come out. There's a lot of things that may come out through prayer. Sting. And one thing that I tried was prayer. But did I ever pray and fast together to have procrastination and laziness take the back seat and then have God's grace be able to sustain me so that I can dominate the field of STEM, so I can dominate my area of wanting to be great in the field of science, of wanting to be somebody who's better, of wanting to be someone who doesn't turn in assignments late, of wanting to be someone who studies not just for an A, not just to say I got it done, but someone who studies because there are going to be lives who are impacted by what I'm learning. That's exactly why. And I wanted to put that into place because I never know when I'm going to need it. And so I need to prepare now for where I'm going to be taken in the future. And that's exactly why I wanted to fast today. And I plan on doing it again. Maybe. I'm not going to even say maybe. I'm going to speak it. I'm planning on doing it next Monday as well. I started at 5 p.m. Sunday night, evening, to 5 p.m. Monday, which is today. And yeah. And just asking that God give me that strength of having that faith to put with the works and have it and giving me the strength to do the work. There we go. Yeah. But I just want to let you know that when the faith and the works go together, something beautiful happens. Something beautiful happens. Not only do we, because if we have the faith, but we don't have the works, we end up saying, oh yeah, I have faith that it's going to get done. I have faith that all this thing is going to happen. God willing, whatever you may say. But you don't experience the greatness of the thing because you have not put the work in to see it flourish, right? But if you have the works, but you have no faith, you have the works, but you have no faith, but you're working yourself tirelessly because you aren't tapping into someone who can give you the strength to sustain it. And I'm not talking, and believe me, there are people who are successful who have a lot of money, but they're depressed. There are people who are successful, they have their degrees, but they want to quit. They want to give up. And we don't want to be those people. We want to tap into the person who gives us strength and he replenishes it always, always. All we have to do is take our tired selves to him and say, fill me, and he will. And Jesus will. Boom. And so I wanted to just say that because I just felt led to reading James 17 of, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And then verse 18 is, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I was just led to read that, and it just opened my eyes to how there have been moments where I've been in both seats. And now I'm just wanting to claim the mixture of both. That now, on forward, that I just don't have one without the other, but that I pair both together, because if I'm going to be someone who wants to dominate in this field, and just like you guys, if you, and I know if you're listening to me, you're going to be someone who makes strides and who makes a huge impact in the field of STEM, regardless of what you do. You gotta have both. You gotta have both. You gotta have that drive. You gotta have that faith. You gotta be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say it's able to be done. And you have to see it before you even see it. You know, that's what faith is. It's seeing it before you see it. But you also have to put the work behind it as well. And sometimes the work is the hard part. I feel like the easiest part for me was just saying, I believe, I believe. And that, yeah, I feel like that was kind of easy, saying, I believe, I know I can do it, I know I can do it. But the work was the hard part, and that's why we have to tap into the strength of God to be able to get us to that place where we can dominate effectively and not dominate to the point where we feel burnt out, because it happens. And like, just like I talked about in our previous episode dealing with burnout, it happens. But when we tap into the strength of God, He will allow us to work graciously. It doesn't mean we won't have days where we maybe up a little later because we got to get something done. But what we will know is that we'll be able to replenish ourselves and we won't feel burnt out. We'll be able to work without feeling inadequate. We'll be able to work and being able to believe exactly what we're supposed to do and what our assignment is. And so, boom. Sometimes I'm like, is that all I have to say? And then I look down and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But I just want you guys to take this and know that you can't have one without the other. You can't have faith without works because it's dead. And your works without faith is useless because it could lead to a number of things. Not only burnout, but people have worked. You know what? We're not going to even get into that today. But I'm telling you, I want you to accompany both. Faith plus works equals greatness. And for us who are called to dominate STEM, this is why I need you to tap into God's strength and ask Him for faith. Because sometimes we may be depleted in our faith. Pray for faith. Confess faith and profess faith into your life, into your mind, into your walk, into your career, into whatever it is that you needed to be professed in. Speak it and allow it'll allow you to start seeing before you even see it. Allow you to start making leaps even when you don't really even know what is beneath you. You'll start taking jumps. And that's a part of the work, because you had that faith, you took that jump. But yeah, so I just wanted to come in quickly and talk about that. Remember, faith without works is dead. And I really don't know what next week is going to be about, but I promise you guys, every single week, since I've started this podcast, I have learned something about myself, and something about being a student in this that has just really taught me more and more about myself. And even if I talk to other classmates, it's just taught me more and more about being a student, especially being someone who's pursuing a career in STEM, of just how much there is to learn and how much there is to unlearn. And every single week I have learned something new, and I'm like, I gotta talk about that on the podcast. Just last week, I learned that I was being someone who was saying, all right, I gotta get it done. I have faith I can get it done. But when it came time to do the work, I wasn't pulling through. And so that's what led me to saying, and seeing the scripture, faith without works. And I was like, I gotta talk about that, because there are people who are going to be going exactly what I'm going through. So boom, I came on here and talked about faith without works. And I'm actually excited to know what next week is going to be about. I really am. But I probably won't know until next week, or I probably won't know until the end of this week. But that has been another episode of Mad Mondays. And remember, Yes, faith without works is dead, but remember, while we're working, why are we working? Because, and remember, we are graced to dominate STEM. Don't forget to follow us at Mad Scientists SC, that is Mad Scientists SC, on Instagram, and also follow your girl, Marilyn Chanel, on Instagram as well. I would love to meet you. I would love to talk to you. I would love to just see your face. But yeah, give us a follow, give us a comment, tell us how you like the podcast, tell us some things that you've learned, and also tell us some things of how you've dealt with having faith without works or having works without faith, or how you've paired both and have seen great results. Or you can go back to a previous podcast and tell us some things that you've learned or some things that you've been implementing. I would love to hear about it. I promise you I would. I just am excited to meet everybody who tunes into this podcast because I'm like, I kind of wonder who's going to be listening to me every single week. Then I'm like, I don't know, but I'll eventually see. But I love you guys and I am excited to come back next Monday and see what we will be talking about. But yeah, remember, we're graced to dominate STEM. I love you and I will see you next Monday. This has been another episode of Mad Mondays. Enjoy your week. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM.